Tech-enabled primary care provider Carbon Health has secured $100 million in new funding from CVS Health. Digital health funding declined significantly in 2022 after breaking records in 2021. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending early intervention for childhood cases of obesity. It's Wednesday, January 11th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
CVS Health and Carbon Health are partnering on a pilot program that would bring urgent and primary care to CVS's retail spaces. This is one of the biggest stories so far to come out of the annual JP Morgan Health Conference currently underway in San Francisco. CVS Health invested $100 million through its venture arm during Carbon Health's Series D investment round. Carbon Health said that the funding would allow it to scale its connective care model into new areas, invest in technology, and sign new value-based care arrangements. The startup currently operates 125 care sites in 13 states and also provides virtual care. The news comes shortly after Carbon Health announced that it's restructuring. Carbon CEO Aaron Bali announced via Twitter last week that it would be winding down certain initiatives, including its public health and chronic care programs, as well as remote patient monitoring. Bali also announced that the company laid off more than 200 employees. This is the latest deal in the works for CVS Health. It's currently in the process of acquiring home health company Signify Health in an $8 billion deal. And this week, it's been reported that CVS Health is exploring a potential acquisition of Oak Street Health, a primary care provider for Medicare beneficiaries. Oak Street has a footprint in 21 states. While that acquisition is still only rumored, Bloomberg reports that the deal could be worth an estimated $10 billion. Funding for U.S.-based digital health startups declined by roughly half in 2022 compared to a banner period in 2021. That's according to a new report from Rock Health, which tracks venture capital investment in healthcare. Digital healthcare funding totaled $15.3 billion across 572 deals in 2022. That's compared to the $29.3 billion in funding across 738 deals in 2021. And it means the average deal size is down. In 2022, the average deal was $26.7 million compared to $39.7 million the previous year. Part of the overall decline in 2022 could be driven by a reduced number of large-scale investments, those totaling $100 million or more. Only 35 digital health startups raised that amount of money last year, down from 88 in 2021. And that's even lower than 2020, which saw 43 digital health startups raise at least $100 million. Rock Health researchers speculate that some of 2022's missing large-scale deals could be tied to digital health startups' decisions regarding how they raise funds, meaning pausing funding rounds may be an effort to avoid a potential down round. It's also possible that investors in 2022 were less attracted to startups with flashy billion-dollar-plus valuations. In many ways, sky-high digital health investment in 2021 was more of an aberration, driven largely by the COVID-19 pandemic and the need for accessible care. 2022's funding year more closely matches the first year of the pandemic in terms of the amount raised. It remains to be seen if digital investment funding will plateau or continue declining in 2023, as investors monitor broader economic factors like inflation and rising interest rates. The American Academy of Pediatrics released new guidelines on Monday regarding how children with obesity should be evaluated and treated for the condition. They recommend that providers treat children with obesity earlier and more proactively, including providing those as young as 12 years old with appropriate medication. They also recommend surgery in some cases for children as young as 13. The new guidelines are a departure from what the AAP says is a history of watchful waiting, wherein providers delay treatment to see whether a child will outgrow obesity. The organization says there's no evidence to support that practice. It also recommends structured, supervised weight management programs that decrease the likelihood that children will develop disordered eating conditions, such as bulimia or binge eating. The AAP notes that obesity has long been stigmatized as a personal choice, but that the condition is complex and influenced by genetic, socioeconomic, and environmental factors. This shift in guidelines comes as the FDA recently announced that semaglutide injections could be used by children as young as 12 to treat obesity. The type 2 diabetes drug is sold under the brand names of Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 14.7 million children and adolescents were considered obese during a three-year period beginning in 2017. The rate of obesity was higher among the 12 to 19-year-old age cohort. Obesity in children is defined as a body mass index at or above the 95th percentile of the CDC's sex-specific age growth charts. A 2015 study found that children with obesity were five times more likely to have the condition in adulthood compared to children who were not obese. Left untreated, obesity can lead to lifelong health conditions, including high blood pressure and diabetes. This is Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.